So I was going to just briefly say something because I feel compelled to mention this idea of the four means of unification of the Sangha. And I'm just going to say something very briefly about that and then I will close. The four means of unification of the Sangha are generosity, kindly speech, beneficial activity, and exemplification. And it occurred to me when I was looking at these that they're all just ways for us to express love, really, and gratitude, you know, to the Sangha, which helps us grow a lot. And for the doctrine types, this means helping us move beyond prison of the ego. Generosity just means being generous with our time, our money, our patience, our insights, our encouragement. Another kind of generosity I was thinking of is to forgive people. I think being able to forgive is essential in any group. And then kindly speech. Not so much to say about that. I just wanted to say that it's not the same as being nice, which I think is sometimes dishonest. So speaking kindly means trying to be honest and helpful. And this is something that we should take very seriously, and I think the people in the Sangha do take that very seriously. Beneficial activity, trying to be of service, doing what needs to be done regardless of what other people are doing. And then exemplification, I was thinking of this as really as deeply as possible, seeing and reflecting on how our actions affect other people. You know, I think just as mammals who've lived in social groups for millions of years, you know, we're very, very sensitive to each other. You know, it's just easy to forget that. So these are the means to unification of the Sangha that were listed out by the Buddha, which allow us, as Sangharakshita said, to experience great joy and great relief with each other. Yeah, they allow us to tune into people, making other people just maybe a bit more important to us than they are now.